The latest from podnews.net with Stony Brook University's Podcast Fellows. Learn podcasting with weekly classes in New York City, the Hamptons, and online in an 8-month program beginning in September. Apply at podcastfellows.com. Amazon will be delivering podcasts soon. According to Bloomberg, the article claims they'll be put into Amazon Music. We'd assume they'll also replace TuneIn as the default podcast experience for Alexa speakers. Meanwhile, at Amazon's Audible, they're said to be looking at a different price point to allow access to Audible Originals shows, but not to books. Larry King, an 86-year-old former CNN interviewer, has signed a deal reportedly worth $5 million for his first ever podcast. The Millionth Question will focus on entertainment and celebrity and will debut in mid-June. The show's being produced by 444, a media company owned by Jeff Beecher and Larry's son. Bandwidth isn't cheap. For many podcast hosts, bandwidth is one of the biggest bills they have. But we were curious, how much does Anchor add to Spotify's bandwidth bill? We've done the maths. It's linked from our show notes in our newsletter today. Here's a spoiler, it's not as big as you'd think. In Australia, the Wheeler Centre has launched Signal Boost, a mentorship and development programme for aspiring podcasters. You've got until Wednesday, the 17th of June, to apply. Dear Media's CEO, Michael Bostick, is interviewed by Yahoo Finance on his plans and the future of the sector. Will Gompertz, the BBC's arts editor, has reviewed the Joe Rogan Experience, 3 stars out of 5. Podyssey have added a new way of sharing podcasts on Instagram stories and Twitter, and Squadcast have unveiled a set of improvements and redesigns. And in podcast news, The Red Room is a new health and fitness podcast from Barry's Bootcamp. What's it like in lockdown in Belgium, Romania, or Germany? Lockdown Companion takes you there with a different country every day and a different photograph from the window of the person being interviewed. And History Doesn't Suck is now publishing in partnership with production company Airship. Apparently it sucks even less, according to the company. The theme song has been rearranged and re-recorded, and there's a whole new sound design to listen to. Stony Brook University's Podcast Fellows program begins its 8-month training and development program in September. You can learn podcasting from the creators of Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, Bloomberg News Podcasts, and TBD with Tina Brown. Classes in storytelling, production, marketing, branding, and more are weekly in New York City and the Hamptons, as well as online. You can apply at podcastfellows.com. And that's the latest. Get our newsletter at podnews.net.